Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends, and Shir Shabbat. Special S'chus Ramani Rosh Yechiu, S'chus Plumadali Baschanadina, Chol Novimela, Rufa Amarav, Keren Babakam Samachem and Aleph, Keren Kein Shagonaf, Ashlume Kefo, Ashlume Arabah Chamisha, Keshaz Hamad Abedim. Din is that keren, that the principal, you have to pay ke'en she'ganav. However, what the animal was worth, if the animal, the value of the animal changed, the price changed, you have to pay what it was worth when you stole it. The person pays what it's worth when he stole it. And arba v'chamisha, the fourfold and fivefold payment, are calculated according to the value at the standing of trial. My time of the Rav, Omar Kroa, Geneva v'chayim. Amai kam rachman v'chayim v'geneva. Achye ke'en she'ganav. Pasuk says, in Shmos, Beis Gimel, Emi Matze Ti Matze Biyado, Hagneva v'mishorat chomorat ser chayim shnayim mishalim. But if what was stolen, whether it's the shor, the chamor, or the seh, is found alive, and the din is shnayim mishalim. He has to pay double. So why does it have a lashon here of chayim? So the Torah is teaching us that achye, when making the payment, revive the principal to the value it had as of the time when he stole it. That's why it says a lashon of chayim. Amar Rav Sheshes. So Rav Sheshes says, "Kinaim b'shachiv rav amar l'hashmaitz v'sanya chusha b'shmina m'shalom t'shalom mikev t'shalom rabav chamisha kein shaganav." I say that when Rav was sleepy and lying down to rest, he said this halacha, because we have a brisa that says that if the animal was stolen and was lean and the thief fattened it, he pays the double payment or the fourfold or fivefold payment according to the value of the animal at the time when he stole it. So Rav wanted to say that Tashlumei Arba V'Chamisha, Keflan Arba V'Chamisha, Kishas Hamad B'Din. The Brisa says not like that. The Brisa says Kein Shaganav, not Kishas Hamad B'Din. So Rav must have been sleeping when he said this. Amri, so the Chachamim answered that this Brisa is not a Kasha on Rav. Mishum Darmalei Ana Patimna V'Ad Shaklis, because the thief could say to the owner of the animal, I fatten the animal myself. Will you take for yourself the added value from its fattening? In this particular case, Rav would agree that all payments are in accordance with the value of the item at the time of the theft. You see, fattened it up. Since he fattened it up, see, he doesn't pay what it's worth kishas amad b'din. He pays what it's worth kishas ha'gneiva. But if the animal became more expensive than the shuk, or got fat on its own, then he taka pays the kefil and tashlumei avraham chamishi kishas amad b'din. Coming here, another brice that apparently contradicts Rav's ruling. The animal was stolen, it was fat, and the thief caused it to become skinny, lean. He pays the double payment, and the fourfold, or above a chamisha, according to the value of the animal, as of the time when he stole it. Not kishas hamad b'din. But rather, kain shiganav, when it was fatter. So answers the Gemara, hasanami damrinan lay, mali katla kula, mali katla palga. Yikamarav v'yukra v'zula v'dekamah. There too, there's a reason for this exception. Because we say of the thief, what is it to me if he killed the animal entirely? And what is it to me if he killed the animal partially? By causing the animal to become lean, the thief is considered to have started to put it to death. So consequently, when he ultimately kills the animal, he pays the arba b'chamisha according to its value when he first began to weaken it, i.e. at the time of the theft. When Rav says this ruling, he is saying it only with regard to cases of appreciation in value and depreciation in value, not the changes in the animal's physical state. The animal's physical state changed, then you pay pays kishas ha'gneiva, because he started already killing it when he made it lean. And so too, like we saw before, when he fattened the animal, he pays kishas kein shaganav. I fattened it up and you're going to take the added value, mapatum. So the thief can say that to the owner of the animal. So Mamele doesn't have to pay kishas hamad b'din, he pays kishas ha'kneva. I don't remember much from what I learned in ninth grade, but we happen to have learned Merubah, and that line I remember. Ana patimna v'ad shaklis. No, so back to ninth grade, Ralvik. Tosfos bring in the name of the Ri, malikat lepula dein olchem basar damim, nahashta dekana b'shinui, v'ena shel nignav. Albasar meikar sheisa shalai, hu adin b'kot l'palga, v'fi zeh hu adin b'huk hasha, m'meila, m'shalim ki d'mei kala, mali meisa kula, mali meisa palga. Ba'day meisa kula meilei, shlechai b'ku d'mei kala, sheisa shal nigna v'lo basar hashta. In the Gemara we saw that if somebody steals a behema, shemena, he pays dalav kefil and dalav vehei kishas hagneva. because that's when he started killing it, so it doesn't matter whether he was makhish it a little bit or he killed it completely. And Rashi explains that to weaken an animal, to make the animal skinnier, is like haschalas tvicha. And just like your mechayiv on the tvicha, so to your mechayiv on that kosha. Ask the Ri, what shaychus is there between that kosha and the tvicha? If you would kill the animal this way by weakening the animal, it wouldn't be chayiv dal behei at all. Dal behei is only on shechitas behema kedin. And therefore, just like if he would, the ganav would kill the behema, he would pay what the animal was worth. B'shas ha'gneva. And not what it's worth now, because he stole a behema, and now there's an avela that he was kona b'shinui, and the bailim only had an animal stolen from them. So who adin kasher makhisha sheshalim b'shas ha'gneva. It's like he killed the animal. This isn't the animal he stole. That's why he pays kishas ha'kneva, not kishas now. It's a different animal. But he says, "Mali kat lakula." They don't go basar adam in the hashta the kana b'shinu. They don't go basar adam in the hashta because he was kana b'shinu. They don't shall nignav. Doesn't belong to Nigam anymore. The Basim may car shay sashabi go after the original when it was his. So then we cut the palga. So to cut the palga. You go after the Shasa Gneva. According to this, we can say that even if the animal came skinny on its own, he's going to pay Shasa Gzela. Shame shim hi aita. Just like if it would die on its own, he would pay kishas ha'kneva, since he stole an animal, b'chayim, and not an animal that's dead. So to b'huk l'shem e'leah, shenechshav, that part of the animal died, so he pays kishas ha'kneva. Mishum kach, and midu et evrei rav l'nyan yoker v'zol, appreciation and depreciation. That's when you pay kishas hamad b'din. Not if it's huk l'shem e'leah. Ad kan mitivrei Tosfos. Zdomeret, just like katla kula, or mesa kula, you can't pay kedahashta because he's kind of b'shinui. It's not the animal he stole. So to b'katla palga, shehuk l'sha, that it was different than it was originally. You pay what it was worth when he stole it, and not now, because it's a different animal. And Tosfos is very difficult to understand. Because how's it shayich to be medame kodla palga shelo kanas habahena b'shinu lekodla kula shekana b'shinu? There's a big difference. Who says that kodla palga is a shinui? When it's skinny, you're only kodla kula. So who says he makes a kenyan a kodla palga? So it's clear that Tosfos means like, it says in Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, so to Rabbi Kiveger it says this. פתאום דהשת, כפי שנשתנית משעס גניבה, כמו כן בקוד לפרגו, דהיינו בהכחו שלא משעה להם כדהשת. וכיוון שנשתנית גוף הבהמה, גוף הגניבה, ומשעס הגניבה בואי לשלומה כאין שיגונת. לא כדהשת, כי נבינת שהיא השתה, לא יגונבה ממנו. ואף אגב דמרחי וארבע וחמישה תביכה, גם לאחר שינוי. זה דלוי חושב שינוי זה לכנוס אלון ושלא הוא פריבח. וקלתי שם הראשון עליה, גם לאחר הכחוש שקונו הספור כבתחילה. ושינוי גם בנמי לא הווה. כל מוקם לנשלום לא משלום כי השתה כבן דיקה שינוי כלל בגוף הגנב. In other words, the Tosfos insists that even though כל פלגה, there's no shinu that he can be kind of the behema. Nevertheless, since the animal is different, and it was originally fat, now it's skinny, that's not kein shiganav. Kevin shenishtani is gufa behema, the mishas hagneva boy l'shlume kein shiganav. Since it was different than it was when it was stolen, he paid shein ganav kind of, not what it's worth now. Given the beinyan shehi hashta, as it is now, it's, he didn't steal it from him. And even though he's going to be chayav arba v'chamisha and tficha, even after the shinui, because he wasn't kona the animal, say shelo tovech, so it still has the shame of the first guy. Gam lachar akhosha. It's not a shinui gamor. But as far as payment goes, since there is some type of shinui, again, it's not enough for shinui that he's koinit. But it's enough for shinui that he doesn't have to pay what it's worth now, he pays what it's worth when he stole it. However, it's very difficult to understand. Because if we say that the behem is not considered kein shaganav, and mamele he can't pay kedahashta, so why isn't he koina b'shinu? Shemash shinu koina is because it's not kein shagazal. You can see in Samach Vav Amud Aleph, shinu koina is learned from asher gazal. Im kein shagazal yachzir, vim lav you have to just give damim. So why isn't he koina it? This is not koina. Why isn't it koina? And if there's no shinui that he could be koina the behema through the shinui, so that is where Rabbeinu Peretz writes the beinyan shehi hashta lo ganva mimenu. Why do we say that? Why do we say it's not the same? It is the same animal since he's not koina with this shinui. So it is the same animal. Why does Rabbeinu Peretz say it's not the same animal? And also, how can you say Mali Katla Kula, Mali Katla Palga? Katla Kula is kind of the behemah of Bishina. And Katla Palga is not. So what's Pshat? In the Shiurim of Moreno Agoin of Yaakov Moshe Kolevsky, we've been going through the Shiurim. Siyata Dishmayim Bava Kama. He says as follows. Rabbeinu Chaim explains the Rambam in Gezeila 2:15. Goza Kli V'Shavar Ein Shamin Loi HaPchas Ela Mishalim Domov VaKli HaShavar Shel Gazlan Imrotzu HaBailam Lito LaKli HaShavar Noitlan U'Mishalim HaPchas Shizu Takone Hi LaBailam V'im Lo Rotzu Ba Rishus B'Yalim V'chein Kol Kayoitze V'zeh. Somebody stole a Kli and he broke it. You don't assess how much it's less it's worth. Rather, he just pays the money for the whole thing. And the broken kli belongs to the gazlan. You don't say, all right, give him back the pieces and then pay the rest. No, the broken kli belongs to the gazlan and pays for the whole kli. And if the bailam want to take the kli ashavar, they can, and then he pays the gazlan, pays the difference. They don't want to, they don't have to. Magid Mishnah writes, Nerva Shadas HaRav, Loimar, Shabal Korchoi Shal Gazlin, Motziyan Mimenu HaShforim. Nimei Ratzoyin Hai Pshita, Kiyamit Shem Mitzratzin. Torechin Lama Loi Kana Gazlin Shas Maisa, Bishinoi Maisa, Ve'ulai Bishishmoy Olof. In other words, what the Magid Mishnah wants to ask is, that since the Kli was Nishbar, the Gazlin should be Kona the Kli Bishina. So how did the Rambam say that the Bailam have the option of getting the Kli back? Lama lo kana gazlin b'shinui maisa? And he answers, ulai b'shishmoy alav. Now we're dealing with a little bit of a break, and it still has the same Kli. It's not considered a shinui to be kona through the shinui. So Rabbeinu Chaim, and that's why the Bailam have the option of taking it back. The Chaim is Tamei on the Magid Mishnah. Shemein kan shinui liknos al yadoi. If there's no shinui, so how does the Rambam say b'tchila sahalocha? The Gazlan pays the Tamei Kli and takes the Shvarim. If he's Kona the Kli b'shinui, him ken ha-Kli ha-Shavur adayin shayich le-Nigzal. The Gazlan yochal lo imaloi harei shalcha lefanecha v'yishalim rak etz ha-Pchas she'ira machmas ha-Shevar ha-Kotl. If there's no shinui to be Kona, so how does the Rambam say at the beginning that the Gazlan pays the money for the Kli and he takes the Shvarim for himself? He wasn't kona the Kli b'shinui, so it's still shaykh to the Nigzal. And the Gazlan can say, Reshul Chalaf Anecha, and he only pays the Pchas, he only pays the difference between the broken Kli and the good Kli. So how can you say that he wasn't kona the Kli b'shinui? So the Rabbeinu Chaim is mitarets that even though with a little Shever it's called the Shinui, nevertheless, that's not a shinui b'chol ha'kli. B'roshayich liknos is kol ha'kli ha'idei she'i shinui b'miktsasa. Aval mikol mokoim, kevin she'miktsa kli enu kein she'gozal, melen yochol loy marloy, harei shel chol ha'fanecha, v'ha'gazlin tzarech l'shalim, es demei kol ha'kli, l'anigzol v'litol se kli l'atzma. Aval me'achar she'no kona b'shinui, yochol l'anigzol litol se kli ba'al korcho shel gazlin, v'az ha'gazlin yishalim rak es demei ha'pchas. But even though a shever katan is called a shinui, nevertheless, that's not a shinui b'chol ha'kli. And you can't be kind of the whole kli with a little bit of a shinui. Nevertheless, since a little bit of the kli is not kain shegozal, maybe you can't say to him, harei shel chol ha'fanecha, take it. And the gazlan has to pay for the whole thing and take the kli for himself. But since he wasn't kona b'shinui, the nigzel can take the kli v'al korcho shel ha'gazlan, and the gazlan just pays the difference. So he wasn't kona b'shinui, but he can't say reshul chal lefanecha because there's still a little bit of a shinui. It's not kain shegozal. And to explain Rabbeinu Chaim, it would appear that the Torah was matal two chiyuvim on a gazlan. One, v'heshev zigzela asher gozal, and another one of v'shilein. The v'heshev is machayev to be meshev zigzela itself. V'shilein is ba'ofen shenu yochel akayim v'heshev, you have to pay money. Now the Torah made a tenai b'mitzvahs v'heshev v'tzorech lios ke'in she'gozal v'heshev zeh l'asher gozal ke'in she'gozal. And since afilu ha'yidei shever katan v'aynechshev ke'in she'gozal v'meli ha'v mitzvah v'shilein, and Rabbeinu Chaim is machadesh that even though from asher gozal we learn that it's kind of the gzeh l'bishinui, nevertheless it's not shayich where the shinui isn't in the entire object. So it emerges from Divrei Rabbeinu Chaim, Shelein Aresha Chol Afanecha, there's no chiluk between a shinui shehu b'chol ha-chefetz, a shinui shirak b'miktsas ha-chefetz. In both cases, you can't say Aresha Chol Afanecha, since the kol ha-pochus, miktsas ha-gzeil ene kein shagotza. Avalin Likos is gzeil b'shinui, yeah, there's a chiluk. Only b'shinui that's b'chol ha-gzeila is kind. So Aresha Chol Afanecha doesn't matter. You can't say Reishol Chol Afanecha if you make a complete shinui or even a partial shinui. This is not Kein Shagazal. So you have a mitzvah v'shileh, not v'heshev. But as far as making a kinyan goes, he only makes a kinyan if it's a shinui b'chol ha-chefetz. And that's why the Rambam says that he has the option of taking the pieces. If there's only a little bit of a breakage, so he has the option of taking it back because the kazan wasn't kind. If he doesn't want to, then he doesn't have to because the kazan has no option of saying Aresha Chol Afanecha even for a little shinui. So based on this, we understand the Rabbeinu Divrei HaTos Rabbeinu Peretz that even though kot l'kula koinus ha'behenu b'shinui, nevertheless, they're both equal, and it's not the behemah kein shaganav. In the middle of b'shneim, you can't say you should pay the kefal dalav behe like now, because the behemah is different. It's not the behemah shaganav. And if the gemara is correct when it says that it's not shaykh to be mechalik between kot l'kula and kot l'palga. And nevertheless, there's a chiluk between them. That by kot l'palga, he's not kind of the behemah b'shinui, since the shinui of hakchash is only b'pasar behemah, not b'chol behemah. And the Gemara's conclusion is that Rav said it's din only in yoke of Azul, appreciation and depreciation. Because there, the behemah is exactly what he stole. And now you can say, you should pay the dalad v'hei to the hashtim. Like it's worth now, because that's the behemah he stole. But if the animal got skinnier, that's a different animal. Mameli pays kein shaganav, and now what it's worth now. All right, Baruch Hashem, we learned an interesting sugya, and we still obviously have loads more to say, so please stay tuned, and we should be zocheh to see neflos rabbis mitaris Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.